Hello, good afternoon. I'm excited to talk to you today about farm to school in Douglas County, Nebraska. And I wanted to note that there are a few differences between what I'll be talking about and what Mark just talked about, in that our Douglas County is in Omaha, Nebraska, so it's an urban perspective as well. We did more quantitative on some of these same issues that you talked about. The center is a nonprofit, independent research center, and we do focus on local food systems, survey development and evaluation, childhood obesity prevention, and food insecurity. And so, as Mark mentioned, there are a number of benefits and challenges to farm to school. The overarching goal is really to connect local farms with schools to provide healthier school lunches. And so some of the benefits that we've identified are supporting the local economy and connecting children to agriculture. And so this can be an avenue for nutrition education, and reducing the carbon footprint and building community. So the whole know your farmer, know your food idea. And the main constraints that we see are with budgets and just the whole inertia thing that Mark discussed with changing existing procedure. So looking at insurance needs with small farmers partnering with the school districts, and on from the school food service side, the whole bidding process and changing that to emphasize more local, and then the distribution issues. In addition, from both the farmers and the school food service side, is procuring sufficient volume. So it's producing that sufficient volume and then being able to procure that, whether that be from a single farm or multiple. And then just knowing how to get started is another major challenge. But this comic speaks to the growing awareness of farm to school and just local foods in general, even with children. And so the timeline of our project really started with the Communities Putting Prevention to Work grant, and so that means that Farm School was housed within a larger grant in the community in Omaha that had multiple components. And our first step was to conduct a needs assessment, and so I'll discuss some of the key findings there. And then we held a meeting with those key stakeholders, and so the stakeholders being the food service professionals, the distributors, and the farmers. And currently, we are reconducting the needs assessment and also developing toolkits, which I'll touch on briefly. And the toolkits are really to help take farm to school to the next level in our community and others. And so I'll be touching mainly on these two components, but I wanted to mention the boot camp with the food service directors is another way that we're going to end the grant and hopefully facilitate into the future growing farm to school, and this will involve food service directors participating in a day-long activity which will involve touring different farms, so connecting the food service with the local producers and learning about the growing habits and policies at those farms, and how, and then educating on how they, as an institute, that they can incorporate more local foods. And so we're modeling that. We had the opportunity to go to Maine, so we're in Nebraska. We went to Maine where they had their boot camp, and so we had a chance to learn from another community to be able to implement that. And so similar to Kentucky, it sounds like, farm to school really hadn't really started in Nebraska when we first started about a year ago, so this is really the first major initiative. And so we're a little bit behind the curve in terms of people's awareness and willingness to accept farm to school, even though Nebraska is an agricultural state. And so this limitation starting out, we've seen a major shift in the way people are thinking about local foods. So an expansion in farmers markets and the people accepting more SNAP benefits there. And we have our Nebraska Food Co-op, which is growing, and more restaurants every day serving local foods. So just kind of speaks to where local foods is going. And so our needs assessment, we did administer questionnaires with the key stakeholders. And it's important to note that there are 7 districts in the Douglas County, so an N of 7 there. And as well, the distributors, there really are only 5 key distributors that work with the school. So it's a small N, but that speaks to the community we're working in. And so we asked them, the food service directors, why they currently weren't purchasing more locally. And the first is food safety, and also difficulty purchasing directly. So I talked about having the distribution mechanisms and the bidding process. So having to go directly to some of the smaller or medium-sized farms is a major challenge. And that goes along with the distribution and timing of delivery. So it's added resources to have multiple deliveries rather than just one broadline distributor dropping off a bunch of cans. And harder to handle fresh produce, so a lot of these kitchens aren't even equipped to properly process fruits and vegetables, and so that's another barrier. And then just price and budget, of course, and then seasonality, the short growing season in the Midwest, and dealing with larger amount of invoices, and then just balancing farm to school with all the other initiatives that are happening in schools. Reasons that producers were not currently selling to schools is really the procurement throughout the year wasn't available, so they couldn't satisfy the school's need for year-round food, and then just the volume. So we're talking a lot with smaller and medium-sized farmers, and I think that's the limitation. And so I'll talk a little bit later about infrastructure that's needed to combine resources. And then the producers, their main avenues for selling are at the farmers markets with local stores and restaurants and community-supported agriculture groups. And so interestingly, with the distributors, some of the most common items that they are selling to school, they also know that they can procure or pull from local sources. And but this may not be happening with the schools in particular. So moving forward, it'd be nice to encourage identifying with the distributors and the schools, hey, you already have access to local eggs, dairies, fruits and vegetables and meats. Let's work on getting these into the schools. And so with where we were starting with farm to school in Nebraska, it ended up being more of a grassroots approach. And so the grant that we're working on wanted to focus mostly on policy, but we found in Nebraska it was better to have a bottom-up approach so that we work on implementation and then think about the policy implications afterwards. So some of the activities that we were able to identify in farm to school this first year, lots of activities around fruits and vegetables, so things like the A to Z salad bar. And I mentioned policy being a difficult challenge with this project, and so it ended up being more of a procedural change, and so we kind of termed it policy with a small p. And so what happened is all food service directors, all seven, signed a memo that they added to their procedure manual that they said whenever economically feasible, they would have a preference for local foods. And so this means when they're writing their bids to have people to be able to procure the food, they can include that in their bids so that the distributor is then held accountable to purchase local. And some of the sort of outreach activities we've seen, inclusion in the newsletters, home to parents, and just more exposure that way. And I also wanted to mention that a lot of the stuff we've seen isn't necessarily fruits and vegetables, because that's kind of the automatic thought when we think of farm to school, but we've seen, for instance, one of the school districts being able to source a local whole wheat low-sodium tortilla. And there's a lot of local meat and cheese as well that's being incorporated. And so this is an example of one of the school districts and their menu. And the highlighted yellow parts are items that are local. And so this goes home to parents, and they get to see they may even include the name of the farm, and so that's kind of advertising for the farms as well. And so I wanted to jump to the toolkits, because this is a way that, although it wasn't originally planned in our grant, we thought would help facilitate and take and allow farm to school to grow in our community, because people had the desire but not necessarily the know-how. And so we've designed three specific ones for the key stakeholders, so for the food service, producers, and distributors. And We did create it with a focus on Omaha and Nebraska, but we intended it also for others across the country to be able to access and use it to help facilitate farm to school in their communities. And so really the overarching goal is to increase the implementation and dissemination. And so this is the landing page for the toolkit, and I just wanted to note it'll probably, I think we're hoping to go live in the next few days, and if you wanted to be able to pull off any of these resources I'll mention and the entire toolkits, it's just on our website, toolkits.org/centerfornutrition.org. And so hopefully in the next few days you'll see that live. And so it's really designed for a one-stop resource for those that are just starting farm to school as well as those that maybe are further advanced. So we honed in on the differences there. And just a smattering of some of the resources that we have that we included is we defined local as a 250-mile radius around Omaha because it's the Midwest and it's just a more practical regional definition of local. And people don't really think, you know, when you're thinking local and farm school, all the way from Kansas to Minnesota through that whole area. So it kind of surprises people that they maybe can do it, if that's the definition. And the seasonality chart, so given the shorter growing season, even just to identify stuff that can be produced and thought of year-round and others that are within specific months. And then things like to help with promotion, like the Choose Local poster. And so moving forward, we've seen a lot of implementation at the school, but not a lot of outreach to the students and parents. And so even though they're eating local lunches at times, they may not be aware of why or that it's even happening. And so the next step moving forward is to have more education and outreach to the parents and just to help encourage and grow farm to school. And in addition, the shorter growing season, this can be counteracted with having more hoop houses at some of the local farms, so there are grants available to get more of those going, and having buy-in from the farmers to be able to want to install the hoop houses to have food year-round. And then finally, just building more infrastructure. So I talked about small and medium-sized farm and needing to combine resources, so perhaps looking at options for a food hub would be something to strengthen farm to school. I'd like to thank my colleagues, and I'll open the floor for questions.